Well, it's Friday night. Time to go home from work.
Your Ford, worth it? Oh, yeah. I drove from Portland in 35
minutes. This party needs some music. Luckily, I come well prepared. Probably going to listen to some Rat-a-tat tonight. Very good stuff. Ew, that didn't sound good. Drive out of the snowbank. Here we go.
I've been driving for about 17 years, okay? I don't write my stuff anymore. I just keep it from my head. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. No disrespect. But that's how I am.
Really need to get this car mic'd up. One left, one right mic. I can actually plug it into the mixer. See if I can afford to get an AC inverter for it, of course, though. See how much of my paychecks I have left after this freelance job. Seems to be going along pretty well, though. Traffic out here is rather light. It's 4:27 in the p.m., so I'm beating the work rush home, hopefully. We'll see once I get out on a 196. When I say it's light traffic, of course, I'm stuck in a gob of idiots here, only doing, they're doing 45, but I like to drive fast. Passing Forest Hill Avenue. Yellow light and red light. And 96 west to Muskegon, also downtown Grand Rapids, but they don't tell you that. course, the fun part's going to be getting into the left lane. To get on Interstate 196, GR Ford Freeway, downtown Goddamn Rapids. GD Rapids, they always put that on the signs. Not even going 70 here, we're in the left lane. Traffic's a bit picking up. Picking up a bit, rather. City limits. Passing exit number 38, M44, south M37 to M21, East Beltline Ave. And 3/4 miles away, we've got exit 37, Interstate 196, the Gerald R. Ford Freeway to downtown Grand Rapids. Or you can stay on the freeway and on 96 and go to Muskegon, I believe. Less an exit than just a split. But we are going to take exit 37 to Interstate 196. Now on West Interstate 196. Coming on its westernmost terminal point. 196 will take you through Grand Rapids, through the General Zeeland area, and you'll end up over in Holland. Do not believe it goes all the way to the lakeshore. I believe it cuts off. Runs into Interstate 94. Passed on the right for no reason whatsoever. There's a big wall of cars in front of me. Fuller Ave, 1 mile. I get over in the right lane just in case, because sometimes if traffic's backed up on College, you can quick sense that and get off on Fuller. Going over Plymouth Ave, taking a bit of a left turn here. Speed limit's 55, minimum 45, not that anybody actually cares. County Sheriff, exit 79, just passing mile marker number 79. And the exit to Fuller Ave, exit number 79. Passing that, traffic doesn't look too bad. Although it tends to slow up because you get a lot of people coming off Fuller. Public Museum of Grand Rapids, exit 77C. And that is actually the one that I will... Nope. Scratch that. I will be getting off on exit 78. Looks like a bit of a squeeze here coming off of Fuller. Yes, we are going to Grand Rapids Community College, Davenport University, Kendall College of Art and Design, my alma mater, exit 78. Also a hospital. They just finished building that. And now we're going under Eastern Avenue, 15 feet 1 inch. Watch your head. And Ottawa Ave, downtown, is 3/4 miles. Can't see that in the sun. That's exit 77C, but we're getting off at exit 78, College Avenue. The hospital and the colleges are to the left, and that's where we're going. Not to the hospital, the colleges, mind you. Going back to my apartment. We got a red light. And waiting to turn left on the College Avenue. So somebody behind me talking on her cell phone. And another red. You can never make these two lights. If you make the first one, you'll never make the second one. Of course, I think it's just because they try to keep traffic moving on College Ave, and since I'm turning, I'm going against the lights. And sitting here at the traffic light at the on-ramp to East 196, if I wanted to go back to Lansing. Which I don't. On kind of an incline right now, I can just let her ride. Of course, I hear that's bad for the car, but oh well. And of course, if you don't make that light, you can't make this light. Oh wait, looks like I got lucky. College Ave in Michigan, the Marathon K station used to be the Dairy Mart, a.k.a. Scary Mart, and a whole lot of potholes down Michigan Ave. And a bunch of dumb shit standing in the road. Found somebody's keys up here, actually, not this intersection, but the next one. Just walking around, and I found someone's car keys hanging from a bush. Don't know whose they were, so I just kind of left them there. And it looks like I might actually make... Nope. You can never make the Lion Street light and the Fountain Street light. I think they set that up so you don't get people zooming through here. It is a supreme pain in the ass, though. We got somebody from Indiana in front of me. I never really liked the Indiana license plates. They look very cheesily printed on because they're flat. They're not stamped. The numbers aren't stamped, rather. It does have an interesting typeface, though. It looks like kind of a compressed version of Bell Centennial. Actually, it's a very condensed typeface, but it's really easy to read because it uses a lot of thicks and thins. Somebody from Illinois also in front of me. They got a pretty nice looking one. Personally, I like the Michigan blue license plate. You're just standard blue, white type. Not really a fan of the new Michigan plates. And crossing Fulton Street, pulling into my apartment building on the corner of College and Fulton. And let's see if there's a... Oh, beautiful parking space. Beautiful parking. And looks like Nicole's already home. What a deal, what a value. Hope she's not sick or something. And that was my ride home. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm home.